weather operations team, attention all spotters, all listening stations, be advised we are monitoring incoming thunderstorms. They do not appear to be severe at this time. They are now entering the area, and we're going to continue to monitor them as they come in. We will keep you posted. This is weather operations, attention all units. All units, all listening stations, be advised these storms are now moving at 70 to 80 miles an hour. Spotters, be aware it will be short time, short reaction time on these, so exercise extreme caution. This is weather operations at 1615. This is Ops, go ahead, 19. For in Herndon at 1633. 19, be sure and get a little closer to the mic when you transmit so it sounds a little better.
46, weather off.
46, go ahead.
Weather off in about 4 minutes.
10-4, 46, 1633. Stand by. All units, full activation. We are now under a severe thunderstorm warning for South Christian County. South Christian County is under a severe thunderstorm warning. Any units down in that vicinity, go ahead and converge and report in. 18, are you on the air?
Weather Office, Med 67.
Med 67, go ahead.
9 are south of Herndon on Bell Station Road, just north of Fort Campbell at this time.
Okay, it's coming right at you, so be advised. Also, give me some wind speeds. Do you have your anemometer set up yet?
Roger, anemometer is set up, currently reading about 20 to 25.
Okay, we're getting a bright color in just the south of you. Let me get that reading for you. Hold on. The wind speed approaching you is 70 miles an hour. 70 mile an hour winds approaching your location. All other units are heading to the field now. Other units are heading to the field. We'll keep you posted at 1652.
And it makes us put it off here in Herndon. Do you want us to move down 117 or do you want us to stay around here?
Okay, we're starting to take rotation just to the southwest of Oak Grove, moving directly towards Oak Grove. There is a hail shaft next to it as well. It is cause for concern. That's just ahead of the 70 mile an hour wind speeds we're detecting. So move towards
I-24-117-19.
61 to T-97, which location?
Go ahead, 61.
Where's my team I'm partnered with?
That'd be 47. 47, you on the air?
47, go ahead. 61, turn left out of weather ops and just keep coming up to the bypass, and I'll set up at the bypass wait for you. It's a red Ford pickup truck.
10-4, copy that.
Christian County, weather ops to Todd County.
Weather ops, team 18 to 60, Southern Christian County.
Roger that, 18. Be advised, we are detecting rotation and that's approaching Oak Grove right now. We're showing wind speeds at 70 miles an hour near the surface.
Good copy. It's 47 going down that way also.
Roger that. Should have direct contact.
47, your location. Copy, good copy. We're going through town.
That wind coming up your way if you're going over to the eastern side of Hopkinsville. They advised poles are leaning on 117 down from high winds. If they didn't catch it, they got 45 mile an hour winds at the time.
Stand for on top of that, David.
Use your own judgment on it, Bob, and the whole line there is coming up through there. There's other cells popping now right behind this tree canopy moving northeast. So don't everybody get too far south, but get ready for this. Weather too, you guys proceed with caution. You're going to have a lot of water there. It's dropping significant stuff. With caution on this storm, it's putting down some blinding rain.
45, the weather off.
45, go ahead.
We're down to 24, we can continue a little bit now.
Roger that, keep us posted on your situation. 1703. Units in the south, be advised, we have two areas of rotation we're watching between Pembroke and Oak Grove. One of them is on Long Pond Road. These may be spin-ups. You'll need to keep a close eye on those. Watch out for spin-up funnels.
18 copies. 18 is going to go that direction.
Roger that, 18. Approach with caution.
Water 14, the weather up.
Go ahead, 14. Look slightly to the right of where you are and see if you can see anything coming up. That's where you're showing that location.
Yeah.
That would be to the north and then slightly to the right of north.
Weather operations, 1702, Fire Department, Pembroke, at Chubby's Restaurant, Pembroke Road, advising heavy winds. They got tractor trailers moving back and forth that are stationary next to his business place. He says he can't see about 20 feet in front of them.
Roger that, and what's the location on that?
Road, John Reeves Road area, just north of that.
Okay, we do have a bow echo there as well, so it's at that apex of that, so we got it verified here. 6938 Pembroke Road, sound right?
Stand by, we'll look it up.
That wasn't hurt, but just be advised, if you hit those strong winds, get nosed into it, you don't get overturned.
You get down the bypass, hit 468 now.
45, the weather out.
45, go ahead.
Yeah, flying J.
You're at flying J. Back to that. Team, as soon as you can make contact, that wind, give me a wind reading if you can get it.
14, go ahead.
14, go ahead.
It is here on the main street of Pembroke. I've got I don't have a wind meter with me, but I've got some straight line winds coming through with some broken limbs. Poles are moving pretty steady at this point down here in Pembroke.
Roger that. Can you give me an estimate?
I'd say we're moving between 50 and 55.
They appear to be dead limbs, or they green limbs?
Ones I'm seeing, I believe, are dead.
10-4.
47, this is 18. What's your location?
I am just currently coming to the Commerce Park. Fixing to come up by the Chubb restaurant.
Good copy. Just passing MSSC, so we're right behind you.
Copy that, sir.
Weather off. So that's 6-7, 6-8. Go ahead, team 6-7.
Flying J as well. Think about moving back down 1-7 again. Over.
Roger that. Good guys, we have another sailor watching closely. It appears to be headed towards Oak Grove as well. We're still watching to get exact track on it.
7 weather off.
47, go ahead.
Well, I'm just sitting over here on Pembroke Road just north of Commerce Park next to Chubb's restaurant. Highest wind speed is 25 miles an hour.
Okay. Have I got a team up near Pembroke? Fairview.
5 is about 2 miles from Fairview.
Okay, keep an eye on that one. You're the one that's going to be in the line of that wind if it gets to you.
Team 25 to off.
Unit off, stand by, just one new warning coming in. Units, that's a new warning for Pembroke area. Be advised, wind speeds in excess of 60 expected, advising possible roof damage will occur with these speeds, and National Weather Service says it is radar indicated at this time. So, vicinity of Pembroke, all units be advised.
Water 14, gentlemen.
Wake up, the weather up.
Go ahead.
Goes towards Pembroke, we're on Fort Temple Boulevard headed south.
Weather Ops is 18, we got 47 and 18 and 14 down here. I wouldn't recommend anybody else coming down here.
Roger that, all units proceed no further south. 18, take control of the territory down there. We'll gonna need to redeploy some teams here in a little bit when other storms come in anyway.
34 to weather off.
Team 34, go ahead.
Station, Barwell's Road, is that area lane?
Roger that. Who's the other unit with you?
35.
Tell us 34 and 35, Barwell Road, Fidelia.
61, Temple.
25, go ahead.
Ahead south. We're wanting to know if you want us to go to Pembroke or where you want us to go.
I want you to return back to the south bypass of Pembroke Road. Stand by there for the time being and wait for the instructions. RG 27, old Pam.
Weather off, she doesn't know her number.
Pitbull. Okay, her number is 27. 25 is Pettis.
10-4.
25, weather off.
Go ahead, Jake.
Peak wind speed 27 miles an hour. Heavy downpour.
Okay, maintain position. Let's see what happens to you. Off to 25. Which area of field view are you in?
Sitting right ahead of field view. Hold up.
That's 10-4, 68-80. That's a good place. Okay. Go ahead, 27.
Reported the lights out at the bypass in Fort Campbell Boulevard.
That's not that I'm aware of. Weather ops to ECC.
Go ahead.
ECC, is that you on the radio?
Do you have traffic?
Roger that. We have a report of lights out at Fort Campbell Boulevard at the bypass around Lowe's.
Stand more officers are aware that they're out.
Simple.
They're off. Weather off is 18.
18 is stops. Go ahead. Go ahead, 18, it stops.
Down, south side of Pembroke, on 115. I just think there are going to be telephone lines. There's three poles down. Looks like they're all been snapped off down at the base.
Okay, ECC, you copy this?
Stand on top of the direct.
Okay, give me another exact location on that 18. We're turning into the weather service as well.
Between the cemetery and Mason Lane, it will be three power, three tower poles, or utility poles, excuse me, and I'm pretty sure they're communications, telephone. I don't think they're power.
Okay, that is Highway 115, roger.
It's of Pembroke.
10 pole. At 1722, information going to NWS.
7 up, show me out at the Pembroke school.
747. Roger that, 18. 1723.
606, go ahead.
Are your poles across the road? No,
there's one line going across 115, but I think it's the telephone line going to Kaminsky's house.
Okay, well, thanks.
I need another unit in that vicinity to scan for additional damage in that area upstream, if you can.
Weather off.
This weather off, still here. Roger that. 790 Mason Lane, can you advise what type of damage? Roof damage only? Roger that. Report to the Weather Service as well, 1724.
Well, weather office is 18. We're going to go up to that location where 606 is at.
Roger that. Advise any additional damage you locate in that vicinity. Does it look like straight line winds or tornadic?
Probably straight line.
Roger that.
ECC
to Weather Bay.
ECC, go ahead. And well, we're calling Old Emerson Road, Simmons Road, that there's a tree across the roadway. We are sending damage out there if you want to note that as well.
Okay, well, Old Emerson Mill Road, what was the other one?
Old Emerson Mill Road at Simmons Road.
10-4, thank you. We will notify Weather Service 1725. Ops to 25, be advised, that has to be coming right at you somewhere up there, so advise extreme caution. Let me know if you make contact.
And 4, we got both eyes in the sky.
Roger that. Weather operations, spotter 25.
Go ahead, you got 25.
It looks like it missed you. It's now east of you. All units be advised, the danger, immediate danger right now is past. We're under no more warnings at this point. We do need to scan for damage on anything that occurred in the south. All other units resume normal traffic, and we'll be waiting for the next round to come in.
47 off.
47, go ahead.
I'd like to travel along Pond Road back over to, Boulevard.
A 10-4, just to see if you got any damage, then go ahead and return to ops if you need.
4.
45, Bob.
45.
That 400 is visiting again.
Roger that, and then proceed to ops.
Individual at 790 Mason Lane, he said his shingles were standing up. It had hail in it. It moved a fairly large doghouse, probably 20 feet. Knocked over his wood swing set. Other than that, that's where it stands.
Roger that. Roger that. National Weather Service has been advised. 1731.
Call 20 dispatch to Weather Spotter 1.
Call dispatch, this is weather operations, go ahead.
Had one roof blowed off of the barn, debris on the roadway on Allegory Road. Also, we've got one tree down around the Mount Tabor area. It looks like that here, that's where the high winds were around the Allegory area.
Opposite Todd County, was the roof taken off or was it damaged?
Go ahead. Weather operations. Turn on.
Was the roof on Allegory Road, was that taken off or damaged? Also, do you have a number on Allegory Road for the National Weather Service? And do you want me to report that to them?
Well, it's going to be around the intersection of Highway 171 and Liberty Road, 171 and Liberty Road. We've got a deputy en route, also a rescue en route to try to do some assessment on it.
Roger that. And the tree was crossed which road?
171
from
the Mount Tabor area.
Roger that. Appreciate it. We will report the weather service for you at 1735.
Weather ops is 18.
Go ahead, 18. Temple 18 is 1736 and weather 65 ahead of the camera. We got anybody on the north side, above the road area? Disregard.
Weather ops, that's 67.
That's 67, go ahead.
We are currently about 2 miles west on 117. There is still significant damage to a roof out here, and appears to be another roof out in the middle of a field off of another building.
Okay, so you can give me an address there at 67. We'll need to be specific to the weather service and also any other units need to respond.
19 ops.
19, go.
Farm that got hit from a tornado in January.
Okay, need any emergency units down there?
Can't
tell
at the moment.
Okay, the roof's off the houses, is that what it is?
Up a little bit to see if it's the barn roof or not.
Okay, well, any SO unit in that vicinity? 18, you still have contact with that SO unit?
Negative, that was 606.
Roger that.
We've got contact, he does, what do you need?
Got two units in the vicinity of 117, where the tornado went through back in January. We're getting reports of roofs off in the field. Not sure what type of structure it's off of, it is an Amish area. Trying to get more information.
Temple, and that's on 117.
Yeah, it'd be 117 west, about 2 miles from Fort Campbell Boulevard, I think.
Temple. It's the address 15390.
That address is 15390, Highway 117.
Please from that.
Okay, your vicinity of 15390, Highway 117. So would you copy ECC? Also, 19, can you tell what kind of roof it is?
Like a white tin roof on the barn.
Okay. Okay, any residential structures damaged?
I'm gonna go down in the driveway and take it out.
Roger that.
Fire 19, Metric 7. It appears that the driveway you're in, they're up on the roof repairing the steel caulking to the house there.
Fire 19 to 18.
Go ahead, 19.
Almond House, the one that was hit back in January of last year.
Okay, that's the Fisher residence, Fisher residence.
Go ahead, 19.
This goes to the residence out here. There is one, and the tenant is in the field. The news just came on during this storm, as far as the roof that is on the barn that is still standing, come off through this one as well.
All right, we'll notify National Weather Service. Go ahead, 19.
This goes to the residents out here. There is one, and the tenant is in the field. The news just came out during this storm, as far as the roof that is on the barn that is still standing, come off through this one as well.
All right, we'll notify National Weather Service. Go ahead, Metric 7.
We're currently back in Fort Campbell. We're going to stand down for now, and we'll head back out if needed for the next round.
Not a problem. We appreciate your assistance, and if you need us, call us.
Weather Officers 18.
Weather Officers, go ahead, 18.
Will be 18, 60, and 20.
Got it. When you get 20, it'll be 18, 60, and 20.